We moved into Teferet, which is about compassion. So we've come from loving kindness, we've looked at discipline, and now we're looking at our compassion and all the different aspects of compassion. So Saturday night, Sunday was the first level of compassion, which is the loving kindness and compassion. And that's quite a simple thing one thinks to look at, because you're just looking at how gentle are you with your compassion, how is it received, do people get love from you when they feel your compassion, or is it given out of pity or guilt or frustration? So to reflect on that for oneself, Saturday night, Sunday, that was really about, am I compassionate at all? Can I access it, right? And then Sunday night, moving into today, as you so rightly say, is this day 16, we moved into the second level, which is the gevurah of Teferis, which is now the discipline in compassion. Do I give compassion freely? Do I give too much of it? Am I reasonable in my compassion? Do I give it where it's needed? Is it impulsive? Is it destructive? Am I respectful with it, etc.? And it's how I use my compassion in the world with people to build relationships and to care for others. I think giving compassion is difficult because it does come with a need for you to give of yourself without expecting anything else in return. And I think for a lot of people that's very difficult. A lot of times when people give, they want to at least be acknowledged, they want to at least be thanked, they want something. But then that's not entirely selfless giving. If you want to give and be thanked and acknowledged for it, okay, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But let's be clear that that's not just about selfless compassion. That's certainly not about open, loving, effective, and healthy compassion. It's about, it's a trade. See, I give here for you, now you must say thank you. Give me something back. So there's a difference in that kind of exchange. And in the gevurah of Teferis, this discipline and compassion, we also have to make certain that when we see someone who's needy, that we don't give to them out of a guilt or a pity, that we give to them from a place of love. I'm giving because I want to help this person. I want to extend myself in their regard in a way that is respectful and honoring and not patronizing or insulting. Not an easy balance. The extension of charity is a beautiful expression of compassion. I feel what your need is, and in my desire to meet that need, I extend this towards you, and I hope that it helps. And I'm doing it in a respectful way, because I don't want you to feel in that I'm indignant about you wanting from me, or that I'm looking at you in a way that is derogatory. I'm giving to you because you're giving me the opportunity to give. And that's a very high level of compassion in giving to somebody, is saying that by you needing, I have an opportunity to give, and therefore I can do so. And tonight we move into a whole new different sphere. We move into the Teferet of Teferet. So this is where compassion reflects on itself as compassion. And it's a limitless space to be in. Of course, one therefore can only go into it if you've got the discipline in compassion, right? Or you could sell yourself completely short or overgive to the wrong people, not give enough to your family. And compassion is also about giving to yourself and making sure your own needs are met before you just run around meeting everyone else's. So the discipline has to be right. And this is all about developing oneself layer by layer. There's 49 different layers of elevation, of evolution, of reaching a higher part of your own potential. And each one, as you say, has to build on the one before. And so when we bring tonight's energy in the 17th night, the compassion and compassion, the whole of tonight and tomorrow, we have the opportunity to make sure that when we're expressing compassion, it comes from a place of compassion. That it's beautiful, that it's well-rounded, that it has all the elements of compassion that it needs to have. So a great test for oneself in the next 25 hours would be to try and be compassionate and give to someone that perhaps before you've been callous towards or you have been in conflict with, and to give to them in a compassionate and generous of spirit way. Even there, that's where you've mastered compassion of compassion, that you can give it without judgment and without deciding who is worthy of it or not, but that compassion is whole and limitless.